Welcome to Prayer Request Friday on KPYN AM and FM.net. To call us live, call 903-796-6056. Here's your host of Prayer Request Friday, Truth Infusion Ministries.
Good morning, everybody. Good to be with you this morning. Let's get started here. I'm Wes Belk. Got Roger Hooper with me. We are glad to be with you on Prayer Request Friday this morning. I'm going to start off with John 1:1.
Okay.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. I want to go over then to Mark chapter 4, verse 41. And they feared exceedingly and said one to another, "What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him?" Hey, if you don't know who they're talking about, if you've never had an experience with him, his name is Jesus. He's the Son of God. He's the living God. You got to know him if you're going to get to the Father. If you're going to get to the Creator, and today, this moment, if you're hearing what I'm saying over this airwave, you can know him.
Yes, you can.
You don't have to have me. You don't have to have Roger. You don't have to have anybody else. But the Holy Spirit of the living God will help you to come into relationship with him through Jesus. And you can have life abundantly while you're living on this earth, and you can have life eternal on the other side of this life in eternity with him. That's life.
Glory.
Amen.
Yeah.
Hey, hallelujah. I don't know if you can tell it or not, but we're a little bit excited about Jesus in here because he is real to us.
Yes, he is.
And several of the things we've looked at this morning as we get ready to start taking prayer requests that we're going to join with you and you with us, and we're going to lift up our prayer requests to God.
Yes.
We're going to take our needs before the throne of grace, the throne of God, the throne of power, and we're going to make our petitions known to him. Hey, if you don't know him, if you've never seen him, look into his word. You can see him, you can know him, you can hear him. The word even tells us, taste and see that the Lord is good.
Yeah.
He is life.
Yes, he is the Word. John 1 just said it. Jesus Christ is the Word of God. He's the living Word. He's the Word that became flesh. Because a lot of folks skip down to, I think we're losing Facebook. But anyway, it doesn't matter.
It'll come back on.
Hey, a lot of folks skip straight down to chapter verse 14, and the Word became flesh. There's a reason why God became flesh. It's because he wanted to come down here and live with us. Because it says, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. It's relationship. Wes, I know you and I, we bounce that off of whoever will listen. Even if they don't believe you, still tell them, right? It's all about a relationship with your Creator. And you said it. Actually, you just repeated it because God's Word says it.
He said it.
The only way to have a relationship with your Creator is through his Son, Jesus Christ.
That's it.
But thank God that's the only way. I don't have to try to look for any other way. I don't have to try to decide or search or reason any other way to get to my Creator. One way. If you only got one choice to make, it's a pretty easy choice to make, right?
It is.
It eliminates all the other.
Yeah, and you know, we really do have two choices. You can go to him.
Yeah.
Or you can go away from him.
Right.
But you can't go left or right and think you're going to be okay.
Right.
I tried that. Didn't work. You got to go to the Father through the Son by the help of the Holy Spirit.
Right.
And man, what a journey it's been. We've talked about that this morning and how much fun even troubled times can be.
Mm-hmm.
Once, it's conditional, my troubled times wasn't fun years ago.
Right.
Because I didn't have the help of the Father through the Holy Spirit, through Jesus. I didn't have that. I didn't know him.
Yeah.
But now that I know him, you know, I'm not somebody special.
Mm-hmm.
But boy, he is.
Right.
And it's awesome the way he pursues us.
Yeah. He brings you that joy. And I know this is kind of a funny joke that you hear all the time. And she's watching right now.
Yeah.
He brought you Mrs. Belk.
Yeah.
And her name is Joy.
Her name is Joy.
But he also brought you the fruit of the Spirit.
Yes.
Which is joy. And there's no replacing that. There's no, once God has set his mark on you, his love, his peace, his joy, his gentleness, his faithfulness, his self-control, everything, that's God's Spirit. That's God's fruit of the Spirit. And once he sets that on you, he will not take it away from you.
Ever. And I'm glad for that. Ever. I'm really happy that he doesn't take it away, because when we have prayer requests, like things we've had go on this week. Mm-hmm. Speaking of prayer requests, pause.
Wes, this is prayer request Friday.
This is prayer request Friday. If you have a prayer request, and maybe you're listening for the first time, maybe you're watching on Truth Infusion Ministries Facebook page and you're watching live. If you're not, if you heard that, you can. But the number to call is 903-796-6056. And it looks like somebody who knows this number is doing just that. So let's take that phone call. Hey, good morning, Sue Simon. How are you?
I'm good this morning.
Praise the Lord for that.
You praise the Lord, because if it had not been for the Lord on my side, where would I be?
Amen.
There's no doubt about it.
Yes,
for all
Lord.
Of us, right?
Where hey. Would I be? You know, I'm asking for prayer for Pauline Jenkins. Add her to the prayer list this morning.
Jenkins?
Pauline Jenkins.
Yes, ma'am.
And Elba Farrell. Vanny Richardson. Elois Neighbors. The Shepherd and the Jenkins family in their bereavement. And the McGraw family. Richardson family. And I'm just asking prayer for all those that are sick and shut-ins. All those that are bereaved this morning. Those that are standing behind the prison walls. Just asking prayer for everybody. Just pray for the entire nation. Because we all standing in the need of prayer.
Amen.
Oh, yes, Lord.
We
just
can
keep me lifted up in prayer. Pray for all churches. Church, where they're getting back together in their churches now. Pray for the churches and their pastors that everything will be all right. And I'm just praying for the Truth Infusion Ministry, that you all keep the good work up. And just keep me lifted up in prayer. Just help me to hold on till changes come.
Amen.
Oh, yeah, and I thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am. We will gladly lift those needs up and agree with you in prayer. Thankful for your faithfulness, Sister Simon. We appreciate you.
Thank you. Appreciate you all, too.
Yes. Yes, ma'am. We're going to take those needs up in prayer here before this break, and we will, again, get to talk to you or see you soon, and if not, on the other side. How about that?
Oh, yeah, Lord.
Amen. All right, well, take care, Sister Simon. We love you.
Thank you. I'm listening. I'll be listening.
Yes,
all right,
ma'am.
Good deal.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Bye-bye. Did you have that list? You want to pray it up?
Sure.
If you didn't get it, I'll get it either way.
It doesn't matter. Yeah, I'll pray. Father God, God, we love you, God, and we just praise your holy name and thank you, God, that you love us. You loved us so much that you would send Jesus Christ down here. As we just celebrated this past week, God, that he came down here to die, Lord, but that wasn't the end of it. He didn't stop right there, God, because he got up out of that tomb. And Lord, and he has resumed his rightful place at your right hand, God. So I thank you that because of the finished work of Jesus Christ that we're able to even sit here right now and come to you, Father, through Jesus Christ, who is constantly making intercession for us, God, just praying and asking for these needs that Sister Sue has lifted up and stepped out and spoken about, God, that all these names, Lord, that she has mentioned, God, we know that that's just the short list, Father, of everybody that needs prayer right now. So, God, we just ask you for the ones that she has named specifically, but, Lord, also, as she has said, for the ones, all of us, Lord God, are standing in the need of prayer right now, needing to turn our love and our devotion and our worship to you, God, at your mighty throne. So, Father, we bring all of these needs to your throne right now, the ones that have been mentioned, God. Just, God, we lift them up, the pastors, the churches, God, the ones that are standing in prison right now, God, those that are bereaved, even though they've lost a loved one, God, we pray that you have gained a children back at your house, God, that they have come home to you, Lord. So we just ask all these things right now, Father, knowing in faith that you are exceedingly and abundantly able to do more than we could even possibly ask for, God. So we just ask for this right now, knowing, God, that you are mighty, Lord, that you love us, God, and that you hear these things, God, and we are casting our cares upon you at your feet, God, right now in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Roger. You know, we pray as you join with us and we take these needs to the Lord. He's faithful. He'll hear them. He may not answer them exactly like you or I want them answered, but he's going to hear them. And if we pray according to his will, then we're going to line up with what he wants. And it'll be done according to his kingdom. So here in the next little bit, 903-796-6056. We've got about three more sessions through the 11 o'clock hour here on KPYN 103.9 FM, 900 AM, KPYN.net. And at Truth Infusion Ministries on our Facebook page. We'll be right back on the other side of the break.
Join us here on KPYN AM, FM, and .net every Thursday morning at 10:30 for Pastor Marvin Campbell of Kingdom Faith Ministries as he brings the Word of God. Kingdom Faith Ministries, a non-denominational church, is located in Domino, Texas at 11555 FM 3129. Pastor Campbell invites those who do not have a home church to come and visit them at Kingdom Faith Ministries on Sunday mornings at 10 and Wednesday evenings at 6. That's Kingdom Faith Ministries, FM 3129, Domino, Texas.
Bobby's B&G Automotive at 1000 West Houston Street in Linden is Linden's full auto center, servicing all vehicles from oil changes to brakes and tire sales. Bobby's B&G Automotive also has C&H carports, barns, and shops. Call Bobby today at Bobby's B&G Automotive, 903-756-9476. That's 903-756-9476 for Bobby's B&G Automotive at the corner of Highways 8 and 11 in Linden.
KPYN AMFM and .net and Dewey Moore Ford in Hughes Springs remind you to pray for and support our troops stationed at home and around the world.
My name is Specialist David Gamber, and I'd like to throw a shout out to my mom Samantha, my dad Troy, and all my siblings.
At KPYN and Dewey Moore Ford, we support our brave men and women in uniform stationed all around the world. With the We Support Our Troops campaign, messages from our troops on the radio, and messages on our social media page.
Hey, I'm Specialist Rebel. I'm saying hi to my son, Aaron. I love you, bud. I can't wait to come home and see you soon. Be great in school. Be good. Listen to your dad, and I love you.
We support and pray for our troops at Dewey Moore Ford in Hughes Springs and KPYN, AM, FM, and .net.
This is your radio home for Texas Rangers baseball.
KPYN Atlanta and K280GV Atlanta, 103.9 FM and 900 AM.
Tears and sorrows, I've had questions for tomorrow.
There've been times I didn't know right from wrong, but in every situation God gave blessed consolation, that my trials only come to make me strong.
And if you're not dependent upon His Word this morning, welcome back to Prayer Request Friday. Sit in here with us for a little bit. We're going to learn a little more about depending on His Word as we take the needs of our fellow brethren and sistren to
sistren.
The Father. We're going to take it to God. We're going to take our needs to the Lord in prayer. You know, I had a need this morning, and Roger, before we ever got out of the truck, he felt the need to pray, and I didn't even have to ask you to pray for that need. But you felt, because the Spirit of God living in you recognized, and I had voiced it to you. I told you what happened.
But yeah.
It was all good. I mean, I was going to just...
You didn't ask me for prayer,
get through it. But, you know, I, in a sense, made a prayer request without actually making it. And God took care of it. That's the kind of God we serve. Mm-hmm. Through it all,
yeah,
I've learned to depend upon His Word. His Word is Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus took care of it. I slipped this morning, felt like half my left thigh muscle pulled away from the bone and locked everything up in my back as I flinched to kind of react to that. And it was on the way down here, man, it was just about to the point where I was ready to pull over and say, hey, you're going to have to drive.
Yeah.
But... you prayed, and I'm going to tell you right now, it's not 100% gone, but it is 100% relief.
Yeah.
Because I am able to sit here, smile, move, twist, turn, and I'm feeling pretty good right now, and there ain't no medicine man-made involved in none of that.
No.
Praise the Lord, it is some Jesus. He's the healer.
It's the Jehovah Rapha.
Woo! Yeah, man, I'm telling you, it's been a good morning, and through it all, whether we have problems, whether we have good times, whether we have trials, it doesn't matter what we face. And if you're facing something, I don't mean to make light of your circumstance. Sister Simon talked about some who are bereaved.
Mm-hmm.
We hurt with those folk.
Oh, yeah.
I don't need to go to someone's home who's bereaved and walk in there and start shouting hallelujah, he touched my back. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But we need to mourn with those who mourn. We need to rejoice with those who rejoice. When it's time to do whatever the Lord wants to do through us, we just need to get out of His way and let Him operate through us.
Right. Exactly.
And that's been a good morning for me.
Yeah.
It's been awesome. I don't know, man. I'm going to kick it over to you before I just sit here and talk for the rest of this hour.
Well, I know, but hey, you preaching, and I you know, the Word of God was just coming out through your mouth, believe it or not. What I do want to do is get back to the prayer requests. We've had Jim
Dabney. You're catching the ones coming off the comments, yes, off Facebook too, right?
Yes, there's okay. A couple that have come in through Facebook. Brother Clyde from Kenya, who's listening to us right now. He asked for prayers. worship has been closed due to COVID-19. Just really challenging for the servants of God and the entire body of Christ. So I want to. I'm gonna turn this over to you. I'm just gonna voice these who name these people. Brother Clyde Otieno. I hope I said that right, Brother Clyde. And then Judy Mize asking prayers for her sister-in-law. She had to go back to the ER last night. With severe pain, and her brother Julius, Judy's a faithful listener, watcher of the show. So those okay. two, and then Jim Davenport asked a prayer for Jim Fletcher, which I'm assuming, I think that's his father-in-law, correct? Yes. So do you want to lift those up?
So Clyde, make sure I didn't miss any. Clyde, the churches, they're in Kenya?
Yeah, they're closed down for COVID-19. Just no corporate worship, from what I'm understanding.
Similar to what we've went through
yeah.
for a while. Judy, sister-in-law, and brother, is it Julius?
Her brother is Julius,
and then her Jim sister-in-law, Fletcher.
And then Jim Fletcher, who is Jim Davenport's father-in-law.
Okay, all
yes.
right. Father, thank you so much that you have made the way in and through yourself, through Jesus, your Son,
yes,
for us to get
Lord.
To you. Lord, thank you that it's not about our performance, it's not about our task keeping, it's not about our rituals or our routines that we've got to do in order to get to you. But Lord, you said we can come to you boldly and approach the throne of grace through Jesus. So thank you for that. God, thank you that you're already working in Kenya. You're working in the churches that are not being able to meet corporately due to a disease that's named COVID, but you're the name above all names.
That's right.
And Lord, we know that you're working and you're going to continue to allow them to meet however they've got to meet. If it's got to be over the airwaves, if it's got to be through Facebook, if it's got to be through Team Up or whatever. Lord, we ask that you would just continue to encourage them through the fellowship of the body of believers you've put together there. Strengthen them, Lord, and just make a way for them through Jesus. Thank you for Judy that calls in and listens faithfully for her sister-in-law who's in pain. Lord, I ask you to relieve that pain. Touch that body. Relieve the pain. You know exactly where it is. You made the body, and you know exactly what needs to be touched and healed. So we praise you and thank you in advance for it in Jesus' name. For Julius, whatever that need is, Lord, we ask that you touch it, meet it, and Lord, that you would just bring life to that circumstance. Father, for Jim Fletcher, we ask that you would meet his need. Bless him. And Lord, for these who have lifted their friends and family up, we ask that you would bless them. Keep them, strengthen them, and Lord, just give them a little more Jesus today. Pull the curtain back a little bit more and let them see you a little bit more than they did yesterday. And we praise you and thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Wow.
Yeah.
Here comes another session.
Yeah. That got us caught up on everybody. Thank y'all. Hey, and I know y'all do this. Like this, share it. And these people, I love these people that watch our show on Facebook, and even the ones listening on the radio, that it's not just us up here praying, man. These people are praying for each other, too, as they see these needs come across here. And, you know, because we've said it before, it's not just the need or the prayer that we're throwing up. It's the faith. It's the body of Christ acting in unity for the glory of Christ. So thank y'all for listening. Thank y'all for praying. Thank y'all for just, thank you for letting Jesus be Jesus.
There you go. Right there. That's it. Hey, I agree with Roger. Thank you for letting Jesus be Jesus. Call us at 903-796-6056 here at KPYN, AMFM, and .net.
At Fast Signs of Texarkana, you get visual communication solutions, including sign and graphic consultation and design, production, delivery, and installation services. Whether you need architectural signs, vehicle graphics, point-of-purchase posters, or a building identification sign, we're more than ready to help you meet your visual communication goals. Call Keith or Sharon at Fast Signs in Texarkana at 903-831-7446. More than fast, more than signs. Fast Signs, Mall Drive in Texarkana.
Texas Farm Bureau Insurance has protected fellow Texans with auto, home, health, and life insurance since 1952. With more than 260,000 square miles of land and 27 million people, that's a lot to cover. Whether you're wrangling cattle or wrangling kids, we're proud to protect Texans and all Texan ways of life.
Call Texas Farm Bureau in Atlanta at 903-799-5480 and in Linden at 903-756-5541.
Coverage and discounts are subject to qualifications and policy terms and may vary by situation. Every day, your financial institution touches all areas of your life. They support you as you turn life's goals into accomplishments. Goals like getting a new car, opening a small business, buying a home, planning a wedding, or having a baby. From your first car to a new life after retirement, Red River Credit Union is there for you every step of the way. Visit us online or stop by your local branch and join our family today. Red River Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA.
Here's your Cass County weather forecast. 50% chance of a shower or thunderstorm today. Some of the storms could be severe. High 79. Overnight tonight, a 70% chance of a shower or thunderstorm. Some of the storms could be severe. And a low of 55. Saturday, sunny and a high of 73. The weather was brought to you by Texarkana Emergency Center and Hospital. Cowhorn Creek Road, Texarkana, real ER without the wait. In the Weather Center, Robert Del Giorno for the Weather Station, KPYN, AM, FM, and .net. KPYN 900 AM and 103.9 FM is your radio home for the original Trading Post. Listen every weekday morning, Monday through Thursday from 7 to 9, Friday from 7 to 10, and Saturday 7 to 9. Everything bought, sold, or traded on the original Trading Post will be posted on the Trading Post page. Simply go to kpyn.net, click on the Trading Post page, and see everything that was called in on the original Trading Post, including garage sales and yard sales. It's all on the Trading Post page. Brought to you by Sonic, America's Drive-In, Loop 59 in Atlanta. Listen to the Trading Post and shop the Trading Post page on our website at kpyn.net. Brought to you by Sonic, America's Drive-In, Loop 59, Atlanta. KPYN invites you to the 51st Annual Wildflower Trails Festival, Friday, April 23rd and Saturday, April 24th in downtown Linden, Texas. Activities include the Miss Cass County Scholarship Pageant, Saturday, April 17th, DD's Saloon opening at noon, Friday, April 23rd, and it all starts Saturday morning with the most beautiful 5K in Northeast Texas. Then stick around for live local music. You won't want to miss the Quilt Show, Art Show, Car Show, Wildflower Watch Scavenger Hunt, Horseshoe Tournament, and shopping with vendors on the Courthouse Square. The parade will get underway Saturday at 2 p.m., and at 8 p.m. Saturday, it's Heather Lynn and the Deacons on the stage. Friday night's entertainment, 5 p.m. till is DJ 903, 8 p.m. White Trash Wannabes. Saturday, 11 a.m., it's Yogo Man and Bongo Jack. 4 p.m., DJ 903. And as I said, 8 p.m., Heather Lynn and the Deacons. Join KPYN at the 51st Annual Wildflower Trails Festival, Friday, April 23rd and Saturday, April 24th, downtown Linden, Texas.
KPYN, home of the original Trading Post. KPYN, today's news, sports, and Christian talk.
That I might seek and find my God. My God. Oh, I don't want to yearn for you. I want to burn with passion. Oh.
Welcome back to Prayer Request Friday, 903-796-6056. Call us with your prayer requests. You can join us at Truth Infusion Ministries Facebook page. Live feed going on there. You can put your prayer requests there. I was going to start to say post. Post or put your comments there, prayer requests there. We will pray over them. Roger, I believe you said during the break you had one come through that you was going to handle as soon as we come back. So,
man, I'm going to try to get through this, Wes.
Okay.
This young man, I don't know how old he is now, but Colt McCullough, Christina Crouch has asked for this prayer. He's got a heart condition, and he's looking at a series of three open heart surgeries. The first week of life on this side, 4 to 6 months, and then 2 to 4 years. And she says at any point the surgeries could fail, or he may not qualify for the next and have to have a heart transplant. He's 4 months old now.
Okay.
So I guess he's looking at his second one coming up. Christina, I'm going to try to pray for this. But this is breaking my heart. Lord God, I thank you, Father, for the heart of Jesus. God, that heart that mends all. And Lord, that you've set me in this very place at this time right now that I could even, I know I'm not worthy, but Lord, I want to stand in the gap for this young man in this family. God, you made that heart and you knew that it would need these surgeries. God, you've already planned his future. God, before he was even in his mother's womb, God, but you did fashion and form him in his mother's womb, God. And we just trust you, Lord, that your plan is good for this young man, God, as you just set him up for your glory, God, that whatever he may need, God, that we know that your report is always perfect and good. So, God, I just ask for special prayer for Colt. God, that this heart that you have placed in him, Lord, we know that you can mend it. God, we know that you can fix it. God, that we know that you can make it whole. So, God, I just ask to make it whole, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Give him Holy Spirit power. God, give those doctors Holy Spirit power. God, give his family Holy Spirit power. Heal this young man, God. In the name of Jesus, we just ask that you touch him in such a special way, God, that he feels your healing. God, that all around him that are dealing with this condition right now feel your healing power. God, they feel your love and your comfort and your peace and your joy that will fall upon them through your Holy Spirit, God. And just ask that we continue in prayer for this young man. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. You know, a lot of times when we're on the air and moments like this happen where God just begins to melt the heart of one of us or all of both of us, sometimes it gets hard to hear out over the airwaves, and we do our best to control the microphones and the volumes that go out. On Facebook, it's hard sometimes to hear across the room, and we may not operate the technology completely right. But you know what? God knows exactly what needs to be heard. He knows who needs to be heard, and that's all Jesus. You out there listening don't have to hear Roger or me unless God wants to speak through us. You don't have to see us on Facebook unless God wants to be seen through us. And whether we never get to meet you in person or not, we want to be the hands, the feet, the arms, the eyes, the body of Christ, reaching out with his love through us to you, as well as you to us. We need you as much as you need us. But we all need Jesus more than anything. And he said he would use his church to do that work. So when we get a little choked up, we're not sorry about it, because it is so much the power of God. If you know what I'm talking about, then you know what I'm talking about. We appreciate your patience with us. We thank you, KPYN family, Del Giorno family, Jim, Jana, Robert Del Giorno, their family. Thank you for this platform that Truth Infusion gets to come in and be a part of on Prayer Request Friday. It is so much a privilege and a blessing to get to be here. So as my good friend, as my brother sits over there and just soaks him up some Jesus time, we're just going to join in with him. Hey, it's your opportunity. Call us, 903-796-6056. Send us a message on a comment. Let us pray with you, cry with you, laugh with you, love with you. And we will do that. We'll do it to the best of our ability, and then we're just really just going to get out of the way and let Jesus take care of it all. So we'll see you here a few seconds later for one of the last sessions on the other side of the break, Prayer Request Friday.
The body of a man who crashed into the spillway last weekend was discovered by a fisherman yesterday. For Cass County's news leader, KPYN, I'm Robert Del Giorno. The body of a man that crashed his vehicle into the spillway last weekend was found by a fisherman yesterday. With more on that, here's Brad Cisak from NBC6. Brad?
A fisherman finds the body of a man whose SUV crashed into the spillway at Lake Wright Padman. The Texas game warden says the body of 23-year-old Armando Valdez was found floating in the water Thursday morning, about half a mile down from the spillway. Valdez disappeared on Easter Sunday. His body has been sent for an autopsy.
Thank you, Brad. State health officials have reported below-average new COVID-19 cases and death totals for Texas. The Texas Department of Health Services reported almost 3,200 new cases Thursday, below the state's seven-day rolling average of 3,314, as computed by Johns Hopkins University researchers. The 92 new deaths are below the Johns Hopkins average for Texas of 95. However, the state added 1,522 previously unreported COVID-19 cases. Johns Hopkins data shows the pandemic total of cases remains just under 3 million in Texas, while the state's pandemic death toll has topped 49,000. The news was brought to you by May's Lone Star Flooring, 302 East Main Street in Atlanta, where Mike Mays and his professional staff can help you with all your flooring and countertop needs. Give them a call at 903-796-1066. For Cass County's news leader, KPYN, AM, FM, and .net, I'm Robert Del Giorno. KPYN, AM, FM, and .net is one of a family of six radio stations. Check them all out by going to radiostreamingnow.com. You can also download the Radio Streaming Now app on your iPhone or Droid. Choose from news, sports, talk, sports, classic rock, and real country on radiostreamingnow.com.
It is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to your name, to declare your loving kindness in the morning. It is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing.
It is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing His praises, to bless His name. It is good. It is good to give thanks to the Lord. That was Psalm 92. That whole chapter in Psalms, see if we can touch a couple of those verses. The first verse does say, "It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night." Verse 4 says, "For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through your work. I will triumph in the works of your hands." Verse 5 says, "O Lord, how great are your works, and your thoughts are very deep." Verse 8 says, "But you, Lord, are most high forevermore. Man, if we go down to verse 12 says, the righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. To show that the Lord is upright, he is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him.
Right.
There is some unrighteousness in me because I'm not perfect.
Right.
But Christ in me, thank God. Galatians 2:20 says, it's no longer I that live, but Christ that lives in me.
Yeah.
And the life that I now live in the flesh, how can I do that? By faith of the one who loved me and gave himself for me.
Right.
There's where I can find righteousness.
That's where your righteousness comes from. It's through Jesus Christ.
Yes.
He is the righteousness of God.
He is.
Yes.
He said, I am. Before Abraham was, I am.
Yeah.
God says, I am.
Yeah.
And so we have to look at him and say, you are.
Yeah.
When we tell somebody else, we say he is, but it's all the same thing.
Right.
It's his existence. It's him being. It's him continuing to do the finished work.
Right.
You know, it's an ongoing finished work. I love that.
And God loved us so much that he would come, or he would send his son so that he could be that righteousness for us. Through the death of Christ, God has given us life again to come into his presence. I read a quote by a preacher the other day. It may have been R.C. Sproul or I can't remember. I read a lot of them. But it says that we cannot, you know, God will not tolerate sin. He will not come in. He will not let unrighteousness come in his presence. So God give us a coat. God made a coat of.
Come on.
He made a coat of skin for us.
Something.
And the word became flesh. You know, something had to die, and we had to be covered by it. Because so, just you go all the way back to Genesis 3, when Adam and Eve disobeyed God, and they tried to cover their disobedience with fig leaves, and God said, "No, you can't do that.
Your way ain't gonna work.
I'm going to give you a coat of righteousness. I'm going to give you my son, Jesus Christ." He told them that back in the garden. They didn't know it because Jesus came manifest on, you know, 2,000 years ago. Now he has given us the coat of Jesus Christ.
Thank God.
And we have been covered in that new covenant.
Woo!
Covered in the blood of Jesus. The blood that atones eternally. It's like our sin would never even happened. When we call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead, our sin is gone.
Man, yeah.
For eternity. It's like it never even happened. It's not like it got put up on a shelf and it's going to be paid for later back in the old covenant.
Yeah.
You know, the old layaway plan, as Tony Evans called it. You know, Jesus came and made the final payment on the layaway and got us back out of layaway and put us in right place, right order with God Almighty. Through Jesus Christ. He said, Tetelestai. He said, it is finished. It's accomplished. There's no more need for any payment for sins, because what I'm doing right now is going to wipe out sins for eternity. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the coat of Jesus Christ.
And no doubt. You know, and it I don't read where it says which animal it was in the garden, but I...
It was the Lamb of God.
Got to believe it was a lamb. I do. I was telling... We were talking about this the other day. We got excited. Somebody very close to me is going through really, really just some serious trials. And, man, even from me looking outside, looking in, I was just sitting there kind of scratching my head going, wow, this is... Well, this is a lot to have to go through, and kind of like you felt a while ago about that baby that you prayed for, I was kind of feeling this, but it was grown-ups, and I was still sitting there thinking, whew, man, that's some stuff, you know, and we got to talking, and I said, yeah, the Lord kind of said it through me, I think, because I wasn't even thinking about it, and we started talking about the garden and how Adam and Eve, you know, they did what they did, and they immediately had that knowledge of, oops, we know we did wrong. Before they wasn't doing wrong because they didn't know right from wrong, but then they did wrong and they knew it and their eyes were opened.
Yeah.
But man, like you said, they tried to do something their way,
mm-hmm.
and the covering didn't work.
No, it didn't.
And God said, I'm going to take care of it. And he made them a sacrifice. And then we move fast forward a little bit, and Abraham and Isaac were going up to the mountain to
mm-hmm.
put a sacrifice on the altar. And Isaac even said, hey, you know, we got what's necessary here, but I don't see the sacrifice.
Yeah.
He didn't know he was about to be the one. And
right.
Abraham said, it's all right, son. God will provide himself a sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
And later, you hit it a while ago, later, Jesus, the yeah. Lamb of God, comes as God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God.
Yep.
And here he comes, and he said, and I came to dwell among you
yeah.
so that you could know that I love you.
Yeah.
Andre Crouch's song says, tell them, even if they won't receive you,
yeah.
please tell them for me.
Yeah.
Even if they won't believe you,
yeah.
please tell them for me.
Yeah.
Tell them that I love them, and I came
mm-hmm.
to let them know that I love them.
Yeah.
You know, Jesus didn't come to just point out our faults. He
right.
didn't come to always be condemning us and pointing out everything we're doing wrong. If he did, his work would be eternal
yeah,
that way.
He didn't
way.
Come to condemn.
No.
He came to save.
Yeah. To seek and save
yeah.
that which was lost. That's you. That's me.
Yeah.
He saved. He's willing to save. He's ready to save. He's able to save.
Yes.
And he will save. All you have to do is say, Lord, save me.
Right.
And he'll do it.
And when he left, he sent us the Holy Spirit so that that Holy Spirit can dwell in us now. We will be his witnesses when we receive the power. So you touched on it a while ago. All we're called to do is to love God, love people, and proclaim the gospel of Jesus
Amen.
Christ.
Amen.
And then Jesus is the magnet that draws men to himself.
Yep.
I'm not, I take care, special care in using these words. I led so-and-so to Christ.
Right.
I can point you to Jesus Christ, but only the Holy Spirit of God can lead you to Jesus Christ.
That's right.
I will never, if it's up to me to lead you, I'm that one that went astray, the 99 still over there. Okay, so all I can do is allow Jesus to be Jesus, let the Holy Spirit of God work inside of me, and the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, will lead you into all truth and righteousness.
We read that this morning yes. in that devotion from Oswald Chambers. He said, you can't make a friend of yours see Jesus the way you see
exactly.
Jesus. That's the job of God.
Yeah.
That's the job of the Holy Spirit. We got to let him do that. Hey, we have had a blast here. We've got just maybe another minute or two when we come back from the other side of this short break here at KPYN, AM, FM, and .net. This is Truth Infusion Ministries on Prayer Request Friday. We're going to take a few minutes to get some commercial advertisements in here and thank those who sponsored this show, and we'll see you back here in a minute.
Built upon a solid foundation of cast iron and steel, the Kubota L-Series tractor is the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S. for over 10 years. Powerful Kubota diesel engine, ease of operation, and your choice of a Kubota gear or HST transmission. The durable Kubota L-Series. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
At Cass County Equipment, your local Kubota dealer at 808 Highway 59 in Queen City, Texas.
Let the good times roll at Todd Shore's McClarty Ford in Texarkana. Right now at Todd Shore's McClarty Ford, get the new 2021 Ford F-150 XL regular cab for only $27,840. That's right, only $27,840 for the new 2021 Ford F-150 at Todd Shore's McClarty Ford. Truck Country, Texarkana, USA. Get the new 2021 Gas Sippin' Eco Sport and Sport Utility for $19,490. Todd Shore's McClarty Ford has the new 2021 Ford Escape for just $24,630. Or let the good times roll in the new 2020 Ford Edge SE Sport Utility for a super low $25,952. With prices this low, they won't last. So hurry into Todd Shore's McClarty Ford, 3232 Summerhill Road in Texarkana, and online at McClarty.com. On select models, rebates and incentives applied, plus TT&L. See dealer for details.
Listen every Tuesday morning at 10:30 for the weekly Bible study from Macedonia Baptist Church's Pastor George Goins. Join Macedonia Baptist Church Sundays at 9:45 a.m. for Bible study and 10:45 a.m. for worship. Macedonia Baptist Church is located on State Highway 237 in Doddridge, Arkansas. Tune in Tuesday mornings at 10:30 for the weekly Bible study from Pastor George Goins of Macedonia Baptist Church on KPYN. Today's news, sports, and Christian talk.
This is Cass County's news, sports, and weather station.
KPYN Atlanta and K280GB Atlanta.
103.9 FM and 900 AM.
Hey, welcome back to Prayer Request Friday. If you've joined us here this morning, you know full well, whether over the airwaves or over Facebook, internet, whatever, this has been unique for us. We've had some crying moments. We've had some laughing moments. Not that we've not done that before. Right. Both of us, as we've been called already this morning, in a good way. It was a fun way, but a bunch of yahoos we are.
Yeah.
And we are. We fit that description.
Oh, thank you.
I think if I interpret that word a little better, I don't think it was, look at those couple of yahoos. I think that yahoos.
Yahoo.
I think that's what it was coming across as. But no, we've had a great time here this morning praying for needs with you, agreeing that God's going to take care of them, and crying and laughing and just letting God be God.
Yeah. Well, and just because this particular segment of radio show is about to end in about 40 seconds doesn't mean that God's glory is going to cease. We can step outside this radio booth and proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ, even if they don't want to hear us, Wes.
Amen.
You know, even if they don't want to listen, even if they don't want to receive, I will continue to be a witness of Jesus Christ because I have received his power through his Holy Spirit.
While we're on the outro, I'm going to read this real quick. Mark 4:21 says, "And he said unto them, Is a candle brought to be put under a bushel or under a bed, and not to be set on a candlestick? For there is nothing hid which shall not be manifested, neither was anything kept secret, but that it should not come abroad, If any man have ears to hear, let him hear."
Amen.
Hey, hear Jesus. And go let somebody hear Jesus through you.
Yes.
We love you. We'll see you next Friday. And until then, keep seeking the truth.
Amen.
Thank you for listening to Prayer Request Friday. Prayer Request Friday is a production of KPYN and Truth Infusion Ministries. For more information on Truth Infusion Ministries, visit their website at truthinfusion.com. That's truthinfusion.com. Please join us again next week for Prayer Request Friday from 10 a.m. to 11 here on KPYN.